In my third year at law school, I defended people accused of small street crimes, mostly mentally ill, mostly homeless, mostly drug addicted, all in need of help. They would come to us and we would send them away without that help. We couldn't give them any assistance. They were prosecuted, they were judged, and they were defended by people who knew nothing about them. The staggering inefficiency is what drove me to criminal justice work. The unfairness of it all made me want to be a defender. But the power dynamic that I understood made me become a prosecutor. I don't want to spend a lot of time talking about the problem. We know the criminal justice system needs reform. We know there are 2.3 million people in American jails and prison, making us the most incarcerated nation on the planet. We know there's another 7 million people on probation or parole. We know that the criminal justice system disproportionately affects people of colour, particularly poor people of colour. And we know there are system failures happening everywhere that bring people to our courtrooms. But what we do not discuss is how ill-equipped our prosecutors are to receive them. When they talk about criminal justice reform, we as a society focus on three things. We complain, we tweet, we protest about the police, about sentencing laws and about prison. We rarely, if ever, talk about the prosecutor. Prosecutors are the most powerful actors in the criminal justice system. Our power is virtually boundless. In most cases, not the judge, not the police, not the legislature, not the mayor, not the governor, not the president can tell us how to prosecute our cases. I can choose to prosecute someone for one felony, for 30 felonies, for a misdemeanor, or for nothing. I can choose to bargain a plea or to take a case to trial. Ultimately, I am the one to ask whether someone goes to jail or not. These are decisions that prosecutors make every day unfettered, and we are unaware and untrained of the grave consequences of those decisions. What is a better way to spend our time? How would you prefer your prosecutors to spend theirs? Why are we spending $80 billion on a prison industry that we know is failing when we could take that money and reallocate it into education, into mental health treatment, into substance abuse treatment and to community investment so that we can develop our neighbourhoods? It's the right thing to do. If prosecutors are part of the creation of this problem, it's incumbent on us to create a solution. And we can do that using other disciplines.